check, etc. And then following roll call, I'll do open check-ins, followed by the announcements, then the roundtable topic, and end with cell swap one. Any questions unrelated to tonight's topic should wait until the end of the net when we open it up to all of the questions. First and foremost, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Okay, hearing none, this is N9QML, net control for the Hortonville Who Knows What Net. Begin the roll call. We're going to start off with WN9A. Are you out there?
WN9A, Larry and Fishers, no traffic.
Very good, Larry, thank you. AC9AM. KD9BKU.
KD9BKU, Mike in Nobleville. Good evening, Andrew.
Good evening, Mike. Got you down. K9CHA.
K9CHA from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Very good, Matthew. Thank you. K9CPH. N9DAM.
N9DAM from Noblesville.
Very good, Dallas. Got you down. KB9FIO. KB9HYG. K9JBM. W9KD.
W9KD, John Base, Noblesville, no traffic.
Very good, John. Thank you for breaking the silence there. AD9KT.
This is AD9KT and KD9SCF, handheld Westville, no traffic.
Very good. Thank you, Kim and Pat. KD9KUP.
KD9KUP, no traffic.
Thank you, Joe. W9LBX.
W9LBX in Indianapolis, no traffic.
Thank you, Brandon. Always sounding good from Indianapolis there. KD9MAK. NN5N. KC9P. K9QL. W9ST. I'm not sure if I heard you there, W9ST. Somebody try it again there.
Short time.
Okay, that last station, all I got was short time. You might try open check-ins, moving to another position there. Let's move on to KD9TCL. KD9TCL.
KD9TCL, but this is W9ST, current outside.
There, we got you, Gary. W9ST, got you checked in. Thank you. KD9TCL. Lester, you out there? Okay, let's move on to KD9UYC.
KD9UYC.
Thank you, Mark. KD9BIS.
KD9BIS, Noblesville.
Got you down, Joe. Thank you. KD9WFK. W9WLW.
W9WLW, Fishers.
Thank you, Eric. KD9WZT. Okay, well, that completes the roll call list. Now let's begin open check-ins. Check-ins will be handled in groups starting with Alpha through Lima, Mike through Romeo, and then Sierra through Zulu. This is N9QML Net Control for the Hortonville Who Knows What Net, beginning open check-ins. Please respond with your call sign, name, and location. Note, when you check in, using the following format: your call sign phonetically, your name, your call sign again using letters and the numeral, then your location. For example, I would check in as November 9, Quebec, Mike Lima, Andrew, N9QML, Noblesville. Remember, your suffix is the first letter after the number in your call, and please remember to key the mic for about 1 second before you speak. Let me know if you have any announcements. I will now take check-ins from stations with suffixes Alpha through Lima, A through L. Come now. Any suffixes Alpha through Lima?
This is Kilo Echo Niner, Alpha Victor Hotel, Brett, Fishers, Indiana.
Thank you, Brad, I believe. Can you repeat your call sign? I wasn't quick enough.
Sure can. I'm on a handheld, so sorry if it's poor. Kilo Echo Niner, Alpha Victor Hotel, Brett, Fishers, Indiana.
Very good, Brett. Got you now. KD9AVH, and your handheld's doing a fine job. Any other Alpha through Lima? Okay, let's go on to check-ins with suffixes Mike through Romeo, M through R. Go ahead. Come now. Any suffixes Mike through Romeo? Okay, finally, let's check ins. Let's get some check ins from station Sierra through Zulu, S through Z. Come now.
Kilo Delta Niner, Uniform Lima Victor. This is Dick, KD9ULD, Fishers, no traffic.
Okay, I got KD9ULV, Dick, and Fishers. Thank you. Any other Sierra through Zulu? Think I'm hearing you, Lester. Can you confirm that? KD9TCL, is that you? KD9TCL, Lester, was that you? Okay, very good. Let's go on to announcements. I didn't hear any from anybody, so I've got some net control announcements that we'll rattle off. Hamilton County Emergency Management Volunteers, your CPR, first aid, and stop the bleed dates are on the calendar. These are the only dates for 2024. So if you haven't had the class or your certification is expiring this year, get on the Sign Up Genius and get in a class. Also, on Sign Up Genius, there are several events and training for the year, including the 4-H Fair, Sparks and Fishers, Shred Days, Cicero 4th of July, Geist Half Marathon, and more. See the Sign Up Genius for details. And we've got the Sierra's Aries Net coming up this Sunday, June 30th at 2000 hours on the Noblesville repeaters. We've also got the Sierra Monthly Meeting that will not take place this Saturday, July 6th, due to the busy holiday events. Comms/Racy's monthly meeting will be held Saturday, July 13th from 0900 to 1200 hours at the Sheriff's Complex, 18100 Cumberland Road. And also on that same date at 12 noon, the amateur radio testing session will be held, and that's at the aforementioned Sheriff's Complex. Piglets monthly meeting, as always, the Piglets will meet on the third Monday in July, and that is the 15th. And that'll be at 6:30 p.m. at Wolfie's in Carmel. There are several nets, ham fests, and special special events occurring within the state and nationwide. You know, checking online at ARRL.org allows you to find these events. You can define your search area in several different ways to narrow it down to your interests. Other excellent local resources are available at the N9EOC.org and the PigletRadio.org. These sites have lots of information on different aspects and opportunities to involve yourself in ham radio right where you live. Break for more. Okay, let's get down to the roundtable discussion. This is N9Q Melnet Control for the Hortonville Who Knows What Net. Tonight's roundtable discussion is the Field Day Review. Tell us about your Field Day experiences. I will go back through the check-in list for your comments. And let's start out with WN9A, Larry.
They have much to say tonight. Looking forward to watching the debate and seeing what those guys have got to say, and just curious, and enjoyed Field Day. Got chewed up with bugs, so that was the problem. WN9A.
Very good. Yeah, I heard a lot about the bugs being kind of bad. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate that. KD9BKU, Mike, what have you got?
This is KD9BKU. Thanks, Andrew. My day didn't go as planned. I did get to help set up on Saturday, but I've never been able to spend much time out on Field Day. I did a little bit a year ago, but I was really looking forward to spending a bunch of time doing it. In fact, I had 4 hours mapped out Sunday morning to work on it, and of course we got rained out Sunday morning, so I didn't get to do it, make any contacts this year. So now I'm looking forward to next year or maybe winter Field Day, but I'll try again. But I enjoyed going out Saturday and seeing everybody. I'll send it back to you.
Well, very good there, Mike. Yeah, I remember seeing you there getting things set up there. We'll look forward to more Field Days ahead there. K9CHA, Matthew, what have you got? K9CHA, are you there?
He has stepped away from his desk. W9LBX.
Okay, very good. Hey, let's just jump down to you there, Brandon. Since you're there, what was your experiences?
It was a long, hot day, but it was fun. Got there and got everything set up and had plenty of time to realize what I'd forgotten and make the whopping 5-minute drive home to grab everything. Got to really test my 50-watt solar panel out. Got a good 6 hours out of my battery, my absolutely shot batteries with that solar panel going, so I think that solidifies that I'm going to put a new battery in that battery pack, probably a 20 amp hour. So it was fun, good company, good food, good time on the radio, and got to test some equipment. So back to net, W9LBX.
Very good, Brandon, thank you. Yeah, that was an awesome setup you had there, so glad that all went well for that. If K9CHA is back, we'll have him come to the table. If not, we'll move on. K9CHA, have you returned? No worries. If you get a chance, chime on in there, Matthew, if you get back. N9DAM, Dallas, I know you got things to talk about. Bring it on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This is N9DAM. So I participated both Saturday and Sunday. I know it's going to surprise some people. I brought out my 710, which I learned the screen actually gets brighter, which would have been really nice to know Saturday because we couldn't see it hardly. But hey, whatever. That's why we bring our radios out. Had I known Brandon was going to run solar and poor Matt's radio was going to take a dump, I would have brought my battery out and gone solar as well. We could have gotten some bonus points and had a little bit more fun there. But hey, no big deals. Had a blast there. It was fun operating. We got almost four times, I think, the contacts we got last year for Sierra. So, I mean, that's way more successful than our last field day. It was a lot of fun. It was very, very hot, as we all know. That was fun. It was fun making contacts on bands I haven't been on before. So 15 is one I don't hang out on, and 80 is one I don't hang out on. Got both of those bands. So let me break, and I'll talk a little bit more. And then I checked the weather before the end of the night and noticed that we were supposed to have storms coming, and since no one was going to be there, we decided to shut down. That's part of the reason we shut down, was we were going to have antennas out and coax out with nothing attached and no one to watch them. So it kind of shortened our field day. But Saturday morning, I got up and I actually went out to the Piglets field day, and or Sunday, and took my son with me, and we made some contacts on the air for them. Got them some extra points for my son working 15. So pretty cool, very different setups. We had a awning and a canopy, and the Piglets had a bunch of tents. So it was really cool to see the different setups. I think I learned a lot from the setup, because we were having issues with interference a little bit, so we definitely need to spread out further. Piglets have that one down. So that's what I've got at 9 DAM.
Oh, very good, Dallas. Yeah, full weekend as it turned out. Good stuff. And always good to hear a lot of success stories there amongst the trials that we all learned from. That's all part of it. W9KD John, I'm sure you got something to bring to the table.
Well, not a whole lot, really. I did visit all three sites, and looked like Sierra and Piglets both had a real good setups, and then the Piglets was kind of unique in that they had the satellite, and I guess they contacted the space station, but it was just before the event actually started, so I don't know if they were able to contact again. Maybe Gary knows, so that they get credit for the space station, but they did talk to them. But yeah, the Piglets, they were really spread out so that they didn't interfere with each other. And they were really equipped to rack up the points. And then the EOC, trying to do the TS-2000 remote radio, and there were some issues with that, and Dane finally got it working late in the afternoon, and but all the operators had left because they'd given up. But anyway, next time, that one will be working pretty good. So, anyway, looked like everybody was having a good time. So, back to net, W9KD.
Very good, John. Thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah, everybody having a good time. That's what it's all about. Let's get down to here. W9ST, Gary, I'm sure you've got some good stuff to bring.
I do not, because I was not at field day. I was up in Chicago at a Village Old Stevie Nicks concert, and then the next day we went to a Cubs game. So I was having a whole bunch of fun, but it didn't involve radios. I was hoping to get back in town to run up there for a little while, but by the time we got back into town on Sunday, it didn't make sense to go out there. So I'm just here listening in to see what all I missed.
Okay, very good. You had a different kind of field day there, Gary. We'll make that count as well. Hey, I skipped over a few. Let me jump back to 89KT and KD9SZF. Ken and Pat, do you have anything to bring? Well, in that case, let's go to KD9KUP Joe.
Yeah, KD9KUP. Yeah, like Dallas said there, it was a fairly hot day, but I did have a blast, have an opportunity to talk on his 710, which was an awesome radio. I did look up a few of the calls, and we did get a couple special event stations, surprisingly. We got one in particular, K9M, which is a special event station for Mecca, First Responder Appreciation Day, which I thought that was kind of cool. And then we also got K9LZJ down at the barn, Hank, down around Greenfield, which kind of surprised him when I came back with his personal K9KUB.
Very good there, Joe. Yeah, a little ground propagation there for that close station. Well, sounds like, you had a good time there as well. Let's see. Let's go down to KD9UYC, Mark. KD9UYC, are you still there, Mark? Move on to KD9BIS, Joe. Well, let's see if Eric can break the silence. W9WLW, you're up.
Fine business. Well, I helped set up Bill Day. I remember you being there, Andrew, so helping out. Much appreciated. Now, I took a break from being back and helped tear down a little bit. So that's all I did for Bill Day was get available. Outside of that, another comment. Back to next little bit.
Okay, Eric, very good. Yes, remember seeing you there as well, and everybody doing something, whether you're on the air or not, helping up or tearing down, it all counts and is appreciated, I'm sure. Let's move over to KE9AVH. Brent, you there?
KE9AVH, I am here. Did not participate in Field Day. I was home listening. Didn't make any contact. Only been in Texas for 2 weeks, so I do plan on making it next year.
Hey, no worries. You did listen in a little bit, so that's good. That's part of it in that way. KD9ULV, Dick, are you there?
Sure am, KD9ULV. Unfortunately, I did not attend this year. I was called out of town on some family matters with my daughter in Terre Haute. But sounds like everybody had a great time in spite of the heat, and it was a hot day. So hope to be involved in it next year for sure.
Okay, very good, Dick. Thank you. That's the end of the list here. So unless I've missed somebody, I'll give you an opportunity to come back, and then we'll move on to the cell swap. What is there any other further discussion on Field Day?
N9DAM, I actually got something.
Yeah, Dallas, go ahead.
First, I have posted pictures that I have received from Field Day on the N9EOC webpage. So if anyone has any additional pictures they'd like to share with me, reach out to me, just email me, and I'll give you the link to my G Drive, and we'll get them uploaded so people can check them out.
Okay, very good. Sounds good. I need to get on that site and check and see what you got. I haven't even looked at that yet. Hopefully we'll get some more pictures there as you've asked for. Thank you for everyone that participated in tonight's topic. Let's move on to the cell swap want portion. This is N9 QML Net Control. Does anyone have any cell swap want? Well, not hearing anybody, but I do have a couple items that are on the list here, and that's an antenna analyzer, a Rig Expert Stick 230 is the number on it, and they're asking $250, and you can contact Randy Cox, 89TC, and he's at 317-333-1729. That'll be in the net report. Also, Dallas, I had one for you. You still got that power controller?
I do still have that power gate. No one has taken it up yet.
Okay, very good. Well, that's the power controller. It's the model number I have on here is PG40F. You're asking $60. Correct me if that's wrong. And you can contact Dallas. You just heard from N9DAM. And you can contact him at KD9TJH@gmail.com. Again, that'll be in that report. Any other items that I'm missing there for cell swap 1? Okay, well, would anyone like to check in late at this time? Very well. Well, this is N9QML thanking you for participation in tonight's net. And due to the July 4th holiday falling on next Thursday, the next Hortonville net is Thursday, July 11th at 2000 hours. Net control will be Mike, KD9BKU, and the topic is Meshtastic. If you're not familiar with that topic, make sure you make it to the net on July 11th and learn all about it. If there is a topic you'd like to discuss on future nets, please email Matthew, KD9WFK@gmail.com, or John, W9KD@AOL.com. And again, those will be in the net report. Now please consider being a net control operator. One of the purposes of this net is to help others learn how to be a net control. You don't have to feel self-conscious if you stumble, because this is a known newbie's net. We will help you. Email John, W9KD, Matthew, KD9WFK, or Alex, AC9XK. Their contact information will be in the net report. This is N9QML closing the net at 3100 local hours, and we'll stand by for a bit if anyone has any general ham radio questions they'd like to ask. Will be available. 7-3 to all.